Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, YouTube. Welcome, Community of Faith. Welcome, Zoomers.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
We got Zoomers and Zoomies. We got Faithers and Faithies. I've never been more excited ever in my life than I am right now because of always. Hallelujah. Amen. Did you get it? Come on, we're in a revelation mode, and God's doing a mighty, mighty awesome work in us. And thank you. Those of you that are joining us around the world, we want to say welcome to you.
Welcome, welcome to you.
Mary, welcome to you. In this last period of time, however long it's been that we've been studying spiritual authority, I keep hearing a verse of scripture come up, and it's time to study it. It's just time to study it.
Hi, Sunday.
Hi, Sunday, guys. You're welcome. So, that being said, we're going to study it. I don't know if that was a deep revelation to you, but, you know, it was a good revelation. And so, just glad to have you here. We are 3 years and counting. What a deal. How many cups of coffee do you think that's been?
Oh, my. Many.
How many cups of coffee do you think it's been by all of us?
Oh, my.
Because I know I do a pretty good job with two or three myself. And probably a couple times it was a couple pots of coffee in one night. And, you know, how many candy bars and how many bowls of ice cream have we had? And, how many hot dogs? Everybody take a guess. How many hot dogs has Brother Roger Oxy eaten while we were having, you know? How many bowls of crawfish has Sister Phyllis eaten while we've been live on the program? Now, I have a hard time of eating and talking because then I spray all over the screen, so I don't get to eat much. But, you know, anyways, just the fun things about just the fun things about becoming who we are. God's got a plan for us. We're excited about it. We're growing in it. We're developing in it. We love it. And we're just glad to have you here. I don't know what else to say except welcome. Glad to have you. Should I say more than that? Or is that enough? Sister Sunday's here. Welcome, Sunday. Good to have you with us. Everybody, make sure you click like and subscribe and hit the bell. So where we're going to go, first of all, is our opening prayer, and then we're going to jump right into the Word. Because everything in God is how much closer we can get to Him and how much more revelation we can have. You know, I got one of them deals in the mail today from something Bridge Smarter Funding. The guaranteed opportunity to have $500,000 of funding for my business.
Woo!
You know, when I saw that, I'm like, you know, at 37% interest,
whatever it is. Oh.
and then you think about it, and you're like, and God says, be fruitful, multiply, subdue the earth, take dominion, because it's all yours. Literally, he told Adam and Eve, the gold is there in abundance. The gold was laying on top of the ground. They didn't even have to mine it. So we're seated together with him in heavenly places. And thank God for his wonderful love and mercy and grace. And I guess I'm going to say it this way. If you thought the study on spiritual authority was good, wait till you hear this one. So we're going to read the verses out of the Bible, and then, having read the verses, we're going to listen to Sister Copeland preach about it, and Brother Copeland preach about it for 25 minutes. And we're going after this. We have been seated. He made us sit together with him in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. He made us. What is going on? Come on. 5 watching now on YouTube. Welcome, guys. Good to have you with us. All of you on Blog Talk Radio, good to have you with us, too. Let's try and see if this app wants to open up again for me. We're going to get it there right now. There it is. Oh, my goodness. Goodness sakes alive. That's just weird. Just do what's right, okay? There. Here we go. Let's pray our opening prayer, and then we're going to get right to this. Brother Dan and Sister Gwen's with us over here. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Here we go. Share the screen. We're almost there. No appage rebellion. Oh, geez. Let's try it again. No. Oh, jeez. Man. Kind of had to force it to get over there, all right? You know, like, get over there where you belong right now. All right. You are the co-host so that you can let people in.
Figure out where I'm at. Do you have a whole bunch of screens open?
You just set up. It's me? Okay. What are you doing, buddy? There we go. Oh, my goodness sakes alive. You know, I really know how to do this real smooth. I really do. Remember the days when it was just so smooth? There it is. Well, I think what's cool is we've lost the freak about it not being smooth.
That's true. We have lost the freak.
Now, you might say, but Pastor, you found it in your hair tonight. Don't make fun of my hair. I did my hair before I got on here tonight. Pray this opening prayer with me. Father, we pray this prayer and make this declaration as your children, the heirs of God. As the body of Christ filled with the fullness of God, as ministers of reconciliation, as ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven, kings and priests to God by the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. We, the community of faith, declare, thank you, Father, that you have filled us with your Holy Spirit. Flow, Holy Spirit, flow with your presence and power
in
our lives.
We
receive your guidance through this time of ministry that believers' lives will be changed forever by the word of God, and glory and honor will be brought to your kingdom through our influence today. In Jesus' mighty name,
we pray.
Amen. I haven't prayed for our partners around the world. Let's bless them. God bless the nations of the world to hear the word of faith. We bless our partners and each believer in these nations. United States of America, Canada, Mexico, Brazil, South Africa, Malawi, Niger, Nigeria, Ghana, Kenya, Uganda, Tunisia, Oman, United Arab Emirates, Bulgaria, New Zealand, Australia, New Guinea, Malaysia, Singapore, Philippines, Japan, Vietnam, South Korea, Samoan Islands, Thailand, Nepal, India, Pakistan, Turkey, Iran, Iraq, United Kingdom, Ireland, Spain, Belgium,
France,
Portugal, Germany, Switzerland, Hungary, Finland, Netherlands, Sweden, Estonia, Serbia, Czech Republic, Ukraine, Poland, Russia, Kazakhstan, China, and Romania,
and
all the nations of the world. The commanded blessing of unity. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for us, brethren, to dwell together in unity. It is the precious anointing oil running down on the edge of Aaron's garments. It's like the dew of Hermon descending upon the mountains of Zion. For there, in dwelling together in unity,
the Lord commands the
blessing
on
our life forevermore. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, let's do this. All believers are one and the same in God our Father. There is one body
and
one spirit, just as we were called in one hope of our calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in us all. But to each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. Thank you, Father, for your grace on your gift in my life, in Jesus' mighty name. The fivefold ministry and the body. Jesus himself is the one who gave some to be apostles,
prophets,
some evangelists, some pastors and teachers. God bless the fivefold ministry with boldness for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come
to the
unity
of
the faith
and
of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that I may be filled with all the fullness of God. And you know, we should add another screen right there. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
We have the mind of Christ. You know why? Because we're seated together with him in heavenly places.
Amen.
I'm not pastor. I know you're ornery and you're rebellious, but here we go. Ephesians 4:14. And Kathy Angaroni, if you're with us tonight, jump over here on Zoom because we'd love to have you read. I got some good reading to do tonight. So that we will no longer be children. Say it. I am growing up.
I am growing up.
Tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men in the cunning craftiness
of deceitful plotting.
Father, expose the wicked plotting of wicked spiritual leaders. But speaking the truth in love, we all grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. I bring my gift and my supply to this body of believers today. Use me to be a blessing to others in Jesus' mighty name. We join the voices of every great prayer warrior, patriot warrior, passionate patriot of this great nation, and we declare, God bless America.
And we thank you, Father,
for your many abundant blessings in and on this nation. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility,
provide for the
common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Wow. As we the people, united we stand. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, and among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The Patriot Prayer of Dedication. Father, help us the living to be dedicated to the unfinished work which these fought for and so nobly advanced. Help us be dedicated to the great task that remains before us, that from these honored fallen, we take increased devotion to the cause for which they gave that last full measure of devotion.
We
highly resolve that these shall not have fallen in vain. We declare this nation under God is experiencing a new birth of freedom right here,
right
now,
today.
We declare this government of the people, by the people, for the people shall not perish from this earth. Long will our land be bright
with
freedom's holy light. Protect us, Lord, by thy great might, great God, our King.
Forgive us of our
sin, Lord,
and
heal
our
land. We seek your face. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.
Wow.
Yes.
I just had a revelation.
Oh.
So let's do this. Those of you in Michigan have seen this revelation and the necessity of this confession straight up in your face all day, as the dear governor has said that you're going to invite a communistic country in. Yeah. And so we say no. But remember what was prophesied last fall? Michigan would deal an uppercut blow, and it would be a fatal blow to an extremely wicked agenda.
This is an extremely wicked agenda.
Don't stop praying. Help every pastor in that community to drive through that community and call that land sacred.
Yeah.
In the name, high above every name, high above every principality, high above every power, might and dominion.
In the
name of Jesus, we stand in the blood
and
righteousness of Jesus.
And
we bind all of the effects of the isms, atheism, secular humanism, communism,
socialism,
feminism,
male
chauvinism,
racism,
and all isms. It is impossible for your wickedness to overcome the United States of America's righteousness, which is our strength. Righteousness exalts this nation. God said, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. To all the isms, you have no right or claim or historic authority to our promised land. We know who we are. We will not yield our weapons of protection to you. Not our Bibles, our Constitution, or our rifles. You may think we have been driven off, but we, the children of God, have returned to our God and have joined together in agreement to rebuild every wall that seems to be torn down in the realm of the spirit and in the natural. We declare that every weapon you have formed against freedom comes back on you now. Every pit you have dug for freedom, liberty, and the United States of America to fall into, you fall into yourself and are destroyed immediately. In Jesus' name,
amen.
Psalm 144, 14. Our enemies will not invade our land, and there will be no breach in our walls. These are the walls we are rebuilding, the walls of
righteousness.
We bind the power. No, we bind the perverse spiritual forces behind humanism. Declaring that by the power and anointing of the Holy Spirit, wow, that resides within us, humanistic agenda and all of its yokes are destroyed by the word of truth. All of its efforts are dead from the roots up, and the believers will say like the disciples, Master, that tree you pointed out to us is dead. Because we used your authority, might, dominion, and empowerment, we prophesy the end of the humanistic agenda. The voices
of the ecclesia.
Will continually become louder than the voices of the humanist
abomination.
We
are
the
righteous,
and
we are as bold as the lion of the tribe of Judah. We raise our voices louder
than
the government, of course.
We
know as we pray, you hear our voice in
heaven,
and their voice will no longer be heard by man on earth,
because
people
see
the
truth.
We
know
you hear our prayers.
We
know
we
have the petition that
we
ask. We know you are baptizing the body of Christ with power from on high
to
contend
for
the faith and take authority over this force of wickedness. We
declare
deliverance and salvation comes
today
to those
who
have been bound
by
its deception.
We
believe that all across this land, a powerful
demonstration
of your ecclesia
will
be seen
continually.
We ask for
it.
We
declare
it.
We
prophesy
it.
In
Jesus'
name,
amen
and amen and amen. Somewhere here, there's another amen. And I should be back with y'all. Kathy Angaroni show up? Anybody
no.
see her anywhere?
No, not yet.
All right. Turn with me to Ephesians chapter 1, because we got some work to do. Somebody shout glory, hallelujah, or something. If you don't see your favorite...
Glory, hallelujah, something.
If you don't see your favorite COFer here, then call them up and say, where in the COFer are you? I just want everybody to know. I saw Brother Jesse DePlantis today. We were studying something together. And right on the program, Brother Jesse sneezed. Now hold it. And this time, it wasn't edited.
I don't think he lets them do a lot of editing, does he?
Well, I've never seen Brother Jesse sneeze on air. And I know I'm not the only one that's ever sneezed while I'm trying to broadcast. Kathy reached out and got him a handkerchief. And it was pretty cool. Pretty cool. See that they're just humans like us. Here we go. We are going to Ephesians chapter 1. What are we doing, Pastor? We're in this spiritual authority study right now. Because like Brother Terry said, when you know who you are in Christ and who Christ is in you, and you know how big God is and how nothing the enemy is, nothing stops you. But there's a lot of people that are born again that don't know any of that. Because all they are is born again. And you got to get a whole lot more than just born again. You got to come to the knowledge of truth. You got to have a reason for the hope that lies within you. And then you got to figure out how to put some Cheerios into these spiritual muscles so you can fight and win. And every one of these people that we listen to teaching a spiritual authority taught from the verse, we are seated together with him in heavenly places. I don't ever remember hearing a message just about that one fact, that one truth. You? Well, then start listening. Watch it.
Hey, Rebecca.
Because it will come back. Well, then you start watching too, because I just follow what you do. I know how it works. I know how it works, and it's good. I like it that way. Evening, Rebecca. Good to have you. I don't see you, but I'm glad you're here. Ephesians chapter 1. Kathy Angaroni, if you're with us, we want you to come read. Ephesians chapter 1, we're going to read all the book, the first chapter of Ephesians, all the way to chapter 2, verse 10. And then, we might even go farther.
Ephesians 1, what? 1 to 10?
Ephesians 1 through 2, 10. Hmm.
Did I say it right? Ready? Here we go. And then when we get done, we're going to hear brother, we're going to hear Sister Copeland preach a message on this. Her and Billy. Billy Brim. You ready? Ephesians chapter 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God. To the saints who are in Ephesus and to the saints who are faithful in Christ Jesus. Want to say it? That's me.
That's me.
Every one of you should raise your hands right now and say, that's me. I'm faithful in Christ Jesus.
Woo!
Just like that, I finally got Sister Leanne to raise her hands and shout.
I think that was still you shouting.
Oh, that was me shouting. You know.
I did have my hands raised.
Hallelujah. It's about time. First church of the aerobics. That's what my dad said. My dad, when I first, there was a period I was, anyways, let's see. Dad said that when you listen to Rod Parsley, it's good message. Just listen to him about three rooms away. All right, so we found ourselves in this teaching because Paul said, to those who are faithful in Christ Jesus, and that's you and me. Verse 2, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. But remember, if you're seated together with him in heavenly places, guess what? Grace is just fills the throne room. I really want to hear Gloria, but I'm already building an outline. 3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, every one of them, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world. Not at the cross. We weren't chosen at the cross. We were chosen before the foundation. That we should be holy and without blame before him in love. He set it up. He's got to empower us to be there. 5. It's a long ways to 210 at this speed. Having predestined us. I love it. Want to say it? I am predestined.
I am predestined
to adoption. You don't ever have a sad day in the orphanage when you know you're predestined to adoption by the Father. As sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the pleasure of his goodwill, makes him happy. To the praise of the glory of his grace. And that's why he said, grace and peace be multiplied, because it's to praise to the glory of his grace that's in us and on us and in us and through us. Wow. In him, we have redemption. Remember what redemption is. It's a financial term. Bought back. Redeemed is a financial term. Jesus paid for you and me. He bought us back from the slavery of sin. By, through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. Look at this. According to the poverty of his grace. I might have to have you read it, love. According to the barely get enough of his grace. Little dabble, do you? See, if we're not careful, we'll build thrones around our old ecclesiastical doctrines, and they won't have a lick of power. And we take out verses. This is according to the riches of his grace. Why? Because the only thing that's in heaven is abundance. There's no lack in heaven. He can't give you any kind of lack. 8. Which he made us to suffer
No. He made us to abound. Abundance. Toward us in all wisdom and prudence, not just barely, in all of it, having made known to us the mystery of his will. No, there's no mystery now. According to his good pleasure, which he purposed in himself. When you read those verses, our Father is nothing more than wanting to go, whoa, my kids, whoa, look at my house, whoa, look at this. 10. In the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and are on earth in him. So God said, I'm going to take all of this, and I'm going to take all of that, and I'm going to put Jesus in Mary's womb, and he's going to come out by water and blood, and he's going to have legal access, and it's all going to be in him. Then he said in verse 11, in him also we have obtained an inheritance, because we're heirs of God and joint heirs of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Being predestined. See, there's that word again. And it would do you good, get your pen, circle predestined. It's not. I'm going to circle it. Predestined. You grab your pen. Get a pen that works. Predestined. And then I'm going to go over here and circle my other predestined. Where'd it go? And that's down here in verse 5. And I'm going to draw, might not do this, but I do, because my Bible is a study book. There's two predestined words, and I want them connected. Predestined according to purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will. That we, who first trusted in Christ, should be to the loathsome suffering, because he just can't help us get out of anything. See, that doesn't even make sense.
Doesn't even make sense.
But that's how people are. Look at Sunday. She put the abbreviation in for barrel. Are you hauling water tonight, Sunday? Be back later. 13. In him you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. In whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee of our inheritance. So we got predestination, we got inheritance, we got redemption, we got God's good pleasure, and it's all happening in one chapter. We're not even in a whole chapter yet. We're in Ephesians 1:15. Therefore, I also, after I heard of your faith, that means you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and your love for all the saints, do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, would beat you down with a stick and break your bones so you would finally learn a good lesson in him. See, when you say it that way, it makes it sound really bad. But people believe it. It's not even what it says. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, would give you loathsome sores and suffering so you would finally learn something. See, you can't even make that sound intelligent. Can't make it sound intelligent, because there's no intelligence in it. No wise father would do that. Let's read it like it really says. Maybe Sister Leanne needs to read. She seems to read the right words. Well, most of them. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and the spirit of revelation in the knowledge of him. You are supposed to get the spirit of wisdom, and you are supposed to get the spirit of revelation. The more you understand about God, wisdom and revelation are going to come to you. Yeah, but Pastor, I don't want that, because if I get it, then I have to walk in it, and I'd just soon be as ignorant as I am, not have to grow anymore. I've heard people make that statement. I'll be held accountable for it. That's just because you don't know who you are in Christ Jesus. Because if you knew who you are in Christ Jesus, you'd be like up dancing and shouting about that. Here we go. 18. That your eyes of your understanding being completely befuddled and bewildered, you would never understand anything about God. How many Christians believe that? Let me get real close and personal with you. When was the last time you believed that? I've been there. I mean, I'm not afraid to admit it. I wasn't there this week. Leanne was, but I wasn't. Let's read it like it says it. That the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, the Amplified says, flooded with enlightenment, that you may know what is the hope of your calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. There's the inheritance word again. We got three inheritance and two predestines in one chapter. We don't even have the whole chapter done yet, and he's gonna end it with the fullness of God. What is the exceeding greatness of his loathsome misery, gloom, despair, and agony on me? See, it does not say those words. But we sang the song, gloom, despair, and agony on me, and then wonder why they have it. How many of them people that sang that song had deep, dark depression and excessive misery? Why? Because they sang it every Saturday night. Now wait. How do you know it, Pastor? I don't know. I didn't even have a TV. Well, my mom and dad didn't have a TV in our house until I was 22 years old.
And you hadn't been there since you was 12.
And I was, yeah. So how'd you learn it? I heard this stupid song one time and it was just, you got stuck. And you're like, No, wait. I'm not against country music. I like it. I like foot stomping, jumping, dancing, shouting. I like it. I like foot stomping music. But I don't like it when it tells you to go to hell. And I don't like it when it tells you got to suffer. And you know what? You can sing rock and roll, rap. You can sing the screamo music. You can sing country, gospel. You can sing it all, and never once turn your back on Jesus and talk about all the bad things rather than the glory of God. You can do it. It's been done. It's just those other songs make you feel that feeling on the inside again of I'm all lost. Jesus, would you just please come help me? And he's like, help you? I helped you a long time ago. Why don't you stand up and get something done for me? 1, 2, 3, everybody smile at the camera. What did they pour in your coffee today, Pastor? That's Sister Leanne. I think that she gave me diesel fuel inside my coffee cup tonight. No, hold it. This is where we're at. This is where I'm at. We have been given all power and all authority through Jesus. We should not be suffering in any sense of any word. At all. Not that the enemy won't fight, but it don't matter if he fights. He's crushed. He has no power.
Amen.
19. I'm in Ephesians 1:19. I need some more diesel fuel. Like, give me some higher octane. Put a little bit of additive in it this time. I'm lagging here. What is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe? According to the working of his mighty power. It's probably just the fact that a lot of people don't believe. Which he worked in Christ when he, Father, raised him, Jesus, from the dead and seated him, Jesus, at his Father right hand in the heavenly places. That's where Jesus went. And he, far above all principality, far above all power. Look at far above is the beginning of the prepositional phrase. If you were diagramming this sentence, you would think far above all principality, far above all power, far above all might, far above all dominion, far above every name that is named. So we've got to learn to put the far aboves in there so that we're not limiting our God to anything small, tiny, minuscule, weak, powerless, lame, and can't do nothing. Woo! I didn't even have an outline when I started this tonight. And God put all things under his Jesus' feet and gave him Jesus to be head over all things to the church, which is his Jesus' body, the fullness of Jesus who fills all in all. Now, guys, Jesus fills all in all, and we're the fullness of God because of Jesus. Now, you and I got to learn. We got to learn to just look at us and say, hold it. I got to get a better understanding of what I am. Just like tonight. When I get done reading this, we're going to see Sister Copeland preach a message on it. We're going to see Brother Copeland preach a message on it. Why? 22 minutes. I want to hear from somebody down the road that got a hold of this truth and said, hold it, I'm going to get a hold of this. Because you and I are going to get a hold of this. Because we will never be in such a weak state of Christianity as we are tonight another day. Why? Because we're growing and developing in our God and Father. In Jesus' mighty name. I'm in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1. And you, that's me, Jesus made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sin, and once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air and the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience. That was what we were. That is not who we are. Among whom also we once conducted ourselves in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others were and are. How that is. I keep hearing people talking in the background, Sister Phyllis. I just muted your mic there for a little bit. For God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love, which he loved us. He was rich with great love. Rich mercy, great love, even when we were dead in trespasses to sin, made us alive together with Christ. By grace, you have been saved and raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. He made us. Well, I ain't there. Well, you better get born again. 7, that in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace. Would you finally let God say it? He wants to do exceeding abundantly above all you can ask or think. In his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, not of yourself. It's the gift of God. Not of works, lest anyone should boast. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand. That's those two predestines back there in chapter 1, that we should walk in him. Verse 11, therefore, remember that you once were Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by what is called the circumcision, made in the flesh by hands, that at the time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, strangers from the covenant of promise, having no hope and without God in this world. But now, in Christ Jesus, you who were once far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ.
Hallelujah.
Three inheritances, three predestinations, two beforehands, the blood of Jesus, and a whole lot of exceedinglies is what that chapter is made of. Now, here we go. Number one, get ready. We're getting... What happened? Do not do that. Huh?
I don't know.
I know, right here. I know. Oh, no, I forgot my speaker. It's out there in the bag with the books.
Why didn't you read verse 14? That's beautiful.
Read it. Because, Phyllis, because it ends with a comma, and somewhere you have to stop reading. Go ahead.
For he himself is our peace, who has made him both one and has broken down the middle wall of separation, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, that is, the law of commandments contained in ordinances, so as to create in himself one new man from the two, thus making peace. We're part of his perfect shalom, grace and peace. And so, I mean, that's very, very important. I mean,
read 16.
All of it was important, but I love those two verses.
Read 16, too.
Them both to God in one body through the cross, thereby putting to death the enmity.
Come on. It just gets gooder and gooder. And the only problem you face is with the Apostle Paul. You finally got to just put an end to what you're reading, because he's going to just put a colon and a semicolon and another comma. 87 verses later, you finally got the sentence finished. And no, wait, let me say it differently. I'm changing my statement on that. Let me say this differently. You realize if you read the Bible and learn this Bible, you will talk like the Holy Spirit himself, because he's the one that inspired this book. And that's why people who read their Bible will be able to understand complex sentence structure, because it's the Holy Spirit of God that wrote it. Now, I got my speaker. And Sister Gloria is sitting here chomping at the bit. She's biting her lip right now, ready to preach. I can see it. So here we go. 22 minutes of Sister Gloria and Billy Brim talking about seated together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus with them, what we just read. Here we go. Power, 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 power. Wow, it takes way too many clicks. Here we go.
Wow. When you're in life, you're the one. Here in this book, you can just go just right. Look at the thing.
With the blood, amen. With the righteous. That's good. Come on. You have to do
the work. Is there anything you need to know?
Come on, Jesus, help us get this. Come on. Hallelujah. Under us.
Nice. That's all. So
Wow. Wow. Amen. Free gift.
Learn to use even. Continue. All I thought you ever
minutes and 40 seconds. Now, watch this. Yeah, that commercial. That's just a commercial. Watch this. Hebrews chapter 1. I mean, come on, we're just studying the Word of God, right? What are we doing? We're studying the Word of God. Now, I don't know what you guys are eating. Everybody was talking about what they're eating. Well, nobody was talking about what they're eating. I was talking about what everybody's eating. Phyllis, did you eat crawfish tonight? I'm eating a pound.
No, I had so much crawfish this weekend, I'm taking a break.
I'm eating a pepper. Nice. Good. That pepper's got a lot of seeds in it. Anyways, I'm going to go ahead and read Hebrews chapter 1. Watch this. Watch this. This is amazing. Talking about being seated together with him in heavenly places. Now watch. God, who at various times and in various ways, spoke in the past to the fathers by the prophets. So, OT, God was talking to the fathers all the time through the prophets. Has in these last days, this is Paul's day, spoken to us by his son, Jesus, whom he has appointed an heir of all things, through whom he also made the world. Jesus was the creator of the world. Do not eat and then try to talk. Good. This doesn't work. Verse 3. I love this. Who being the brightness of his Father's glory, and the express image of his Father's person, upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged, look at that word, purged our sins. That's not covered, that's OT. Purged is new T. That's the New Testament, purged. Purged our sin, and he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high, and we are seated together with him in heavenly places. Now watch. Having become so much better than the angels, as he has by inheritance, there's the inheritance word again, obtained a more excellent name than the angels. What are the angels? Servants, ministering spirits, flames of fire. They are servants for those who inherit salvation. They are our air force in the kingdom. Air, H-E-I-R, force. Verse 5. For to which of the angels did he ever say? You are my son. Today I have begotten you. That's talking about Jesus, right? Well, ain't no angel ever said it. They were all created on the same day when God said, oh, let there be an angelic force. There they were. Right? And again, I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. Right? Those are references that came out of different places in the Old Testament. Verse 6. When he again brings the firstborn into the world, he says, let all the angels of God worship him. Well, the angels couldn't contain themselves. Well, you get this picture. Jesus is the captain of the host of heaven. That means Jesus is the captain of all the angels. I like what Brother Terry said. Don't call me a general when Jesus was only a captain. That's amazing. Watch.
You don't know the rank well enough.
Yeah, general is high above a captain. Yeah. Because you got lieutenant colonel and colonel, and then you got general. And he's got a really strong point right there. But Brother Terry usually does. Watch this. Said, let all the angels of God worship him. The angels saw Jesus being born. They were like, we're going. Glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth, good all the world, amen. And the shepherds, poor little shepherds out in the field were like, you know, the director of the angel choir was like, come on, guys, we got to take it easy on these angels. These shepherds are going to be freaked right out down there, and all the sheep would be like, how many of you have been seeing them pictures on the internet of the selfies of people in the Old Testament? It's a good one. Anyways, verse 7. And of the angel, he says, he makes his angels spirit, his ministers, a flame of fire. You can find that right here in verse number 7 and in Psalm 104, verse 4. If you have the Thompson chain, you would see that other reference right over there in the margin. It gives you the reference right next to it. It's pretty cool. That's why you want the Thompson chain. All right. Verse number 8. But to the Son, he says, you and I are part of the Son. We are the body of the Son. Jesus, God, and the Holy Spirit, by the word, elevate you to who you actually is and am. Who you is. I is what he said I is. Ready? To the Son, he says, your throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom. So the glory of God is righteousness. The scepter is righteousness. The power of God is righteousness. One of the foundations of the throne is righteousness. And to you and I, it's a free gift.
Thank you, Lord.
It's the scepter of the throne. It's the foundation of the throne. And it's the glory of God. And he gave it to you and I as a free gift. Oh, Jesus. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness. No wonder you have the oil of gladness, because every part of your life has changed. All you had to do was say, I receive you, Jesus, purged your sins, thrown them in the sea of forgetfulness, and installed his righteousness on the inside of you. It's like, you want to talk about, you got to hit the download button and watch the little thing go, while it's downloading. When Jesus said, righteous, boom, you got the download. You are now made into the righteousness of God. And if you notice Ephesians chapter 2, it says, we were made to be seated together with him in heavenly places. I didn't even have an outline when I started tonight. 10. You, Lord, in the beginning laid the foundation of the earth. He's the creator. And the heavens of the work are your hands. He's the creator. They will perish and you will remain. They will all grow old like a garment. Like a cloak, you will fold them up. Jesus is going to fold up this earth, toss it into the fire, and make a new one. And they will be changed, but you are the same, and your years will not fail. To which of the angels has he ever said, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool?
None.
But he did say it to you and me. Wait a minute. Let it get all the way in the gray matter. To which of the angels has he ever said, sit her at my right hand? None. but he did say it to you and me. Ephesians 2. When we were dead in trespasses and sins, he made us alive. By grace you have been saved. And raised us up together and made us, he made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. He made us. Woo! Somebody shouting. It sounded like somebody was shouting.
It was you.
It was me?
Yeah.
I'm listening again. Anyways. Here comes Brother Copeland now. Let's see what he has to say. Sitting in heavenly places.
Are they not all ministering spirits?
Oh, thank you.
Sent forth to minister for those who will inherit salvation. Hallelujah. Yes, they are.
24/7, 365. Even if you're so stinking religious, you can't even think right. We'll tell you that story afterward. There you go, Brother Copeland. Give it. Come on, sir. We're ready. Preach it, brother. Woo!
Matthew chapter 13. Here's
Am I in the right one? Yeah, come on.
There's no way. Anyone here, the word, now this and you have to Jesus, in this life, and kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of light.
Come on.
And in the end, the
kingdom. Wow.
When you that you were spirit from
don't lose it.
Don't lose it.
I have Brother Colton. I have right here a trusty can.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
If you have a reason with
Doesn't it? Come on.
Wow. This life force very
Yeah.
Is the stream that this universe.
Yeah.
He is up.
He is up holding.
Oh. human man from God.
Wow. How long can you don't even want to think about it. Yeah, that's right.
I've got about 7 or 8 years. You had
You know, you just got a good head of steam going, and then you stop it. Can we see part two? Nope.
Really?
Nope. Nope. Nope, it's just not there. We could figure out when it was made. We could get part two. It was made June 13th, 2017. We could find it that way. But listen, we don't need to find it because we got lots to say and a short time to say it in. But that's why it was so valuable to start out by reading Ephesians chapter 1 and 2 to get that foundation verses in us. And now, I got so excited I messed my hair all up.
looks fine.
I know. Sister Leanne looks like her hair's always in perfect shape, and mine don't. You'd think she could do something with mine, but, you know. Think about this. We have been seated together with him in heavenly places. Now, if you go back into our teachings that we've taught on the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, let's go back to Romans chapter 5, verse 17. And for about another 8 minutes, we'll look at this. Now, for all of those of you who have the Thompson chain reference, you'll notice that when you're here, you can look off to the side at Colossians chapter 3, and you'll see spiritual resurrection. All right? That's about becoming a new man. And then you'll see there's one called Risen Life. And then you'll see another one called, where'd it go? Anyways, somewhere there's one. How come you got a good number and I didn't? What was that number? Anyways, the idea is when you look up on that side, all of a sudden you start getting a new revelation of many more verses that talks about being seated together with him in heavenly places. Now, go with me to Romans chapter 5. Somebody shout, I love the word, or something.
The word or something.
Ripley.
Love the word.
Ripley, you shout or something, Ripley. You shout or something. He winked at me. Did you see that? He just winked when I looked at him and said it. Romans 5, 17. Now watch this. For if by one man's offense, Adam, death reigned. Death reigned from Adam through Jesus. Well, I guess death is still here today, but it no longer reigns because Jesus destroyed the power of death. Through him who had the power of death, had all their lifetime been subject to fear, Jesus came to destroy him who had the power of death. Boy, that took a little bit to get out, but I got it. How much more, those who receive the abundance of grace, not a little dabble, do you? Not just one Sunday morning walking down the aisle and saying, oh, Jesus, forgive me, help me join the church. No, it ain't about joining the church. It's about receiving the abundance of his grace, powering presence, his goodness. And you can't, it's a not only, but also. So the abundance of grace and the free gift of righteousness. I guarantee you and I are going to get this truth yet in our life. You can't work and do and try good enough to be righteous. That's called self-righteousness. And Paul called it, the Holy Spirit speaking through Paul called it filthy rags. Okay. We got the folks from Missouri. Welcome, Missouri. We're always glad to have you with us. Isn't it always good to have the Missourians with us?
From all of you.
Watch. Philippians.
Philippians.
We're going to Philippians, which is right next to Colossians. Philippians chapter 3, verse 8. No, not 8. 4. Philippians 3, 4 through 11. Thank you. Though I also might have confidence in the flesh, this is Paul speaking. If anyone thinks he may have confidence in the flesh, I have more. All right, what? Circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel. Perfectly like his mom and daddy is supposed to. Of the tribe of Benjamin. Jacob's most loved son, Benjamin, who was of Rachel, and she died after Jacob made a proclamation and a declaration that whoever stole your gods will die. And she died. So Benjamin is the most loved. A Hebrew of the Hebrews, meaning a doc, like a, it's equivalent to a doctorate degree in Hebrewism. Concerning the law, he was a Pharisee. That's the height. Concerning zeal, he persecuted the church. Concerning the righteousness which is of the law, blameless. That means he could keep all 613 laws. If you want to get your pen, I recommend a fine point one like this Deber right here. And right, I just wrote right in there, 613 laws, he could keep them all. What's he talking about? Self-righteousness. But what things were gained to me, these I have counted loss for Christ. Watch this. Yet indeed I also count all things loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, of whom I've suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish. As rubbish. That I might gain Christ. Now give me just a moment here. And let's go like this. And let's go like this. And let's go like this. Hold on. I'm real close. And let's go like that. And this is Philippians 3:3. And I want, what happened? I'm in verse 8. God's word said it's far more than that. I consider everything else worthless because I'm much better off knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. It's because of him I think of everything as worthless. I threw it all away in order to gain Christ. The literal translation says, but no, rather I also count all things to be lost because of the excellency of the knowledge of Christ. I consider them all to be trash. The Young's literal says, I count them to be refuse. Right? The ESV called them worthless, rubbish. The CEV calls them garbage. Paul, or the King James, the one that Paul read, the King James 1611, the one that Paul read, and Jesus, he called it dung. Now, why are you saying that? Well, because we got to realize you and I working in an effort to become righteous ourselves is just a dunghill. And if it's in the Spanish, you call it y lo considero como basura a fin de ganar a Cristo. You didn't know I knew Spanish, did you?
Still not sure.
See, you and I have got to get this down inside of our hearts. We've got to get this. That everything we've received from God is a free gift. It's a free gift. It's a free gift. I don't know if I said it loudly enough yet or often enough that we could actually get it, but it's a free gift of righteousness.
A free gift.
It's a free gift. You can't earn it. You can't. You can't buy it. You can't get it by inheritance. Your mom and dad can't give it to you. You got to get it yourself. But it's a free gift. All you got to do is receive it.
Hold on, I gotta find this verse. Huh.
You can ask for it.
Right, and that's what you have to do is ask for it. Now, Isaiah 64, go there with me. Now, I would have never thought that that's where this verse was. And I was diligently searching.
Speaking in tongues at the wrong time,
babe. It's because English ain't working. Isaiah 64, verse 4. For since the beginning of the world, I'm going to go 4 through 9. Isaiah 64:4. For since the beginning of the world, men have not heard nor perceived by the ear, nor has the eye seen any God besides you who acts for the one who waits for him. You meet him who rejoices and does righteousness, who remembers you in your ways. You are indeed angry, for we have sinned, and all these ways we continue, and we need to be saved. You would think this is like the New Testament. This is Old Testament.
Mm-hmm.
6, but we are all like an unclean thing, and all our righteousness are like filthy rags. See, you and I have got to get this down inside of us, that it's a free gift of righteousness that gives you any access in this kingdom. Now, you might say, Pastor, I don't even know how to get that there. I've told you probably just real close to 1,000 times, but it doesn't matter. I'll say it again. You've got to begin to speak it. The only way you ever get any of this down deep inside of you is that you begin to say the words out loud, I have received the free gift of righteousness. And you might even say, can I really say that, Pastor? What if I haven't? If you're born again, you've received the free gift of righteousness. It was installed in you like a new app on your Apple phone or your Apple computer. You know, the one that you got before Eve took a bite out of it. That was just a joke. It was a sad attempt at a joke, too. It didn't even work in any sense of the word. No, see, let's go back to Romans 5. There is so much in verse 17. For if by one man's offense death reigned, that's Adam, yep, it did, through that one, how much more those who receive the abundance of grace. Just learn to start saying this verse out loud. Father, I receive the abundance of grace today. Just lift your hands and say, I receive the free gift of righteousness. And I know I'm reigning in life with you. Woo! I am seated together with you in heavenly places. See, all of a sudden, we realize we're in a completely different place than walking down the aisle and saying a prayer one time in one day in one church service and then going home and not being the same. That is not anything to do with the Christian life. That would be your first step if you meant it. Mm-hmm. And if you don't mean it, and you just did it because the pressure was on you, you got to go back and do it again because you meant it. Mm-hmm. And you don't even have to walk down the aisle. Just do it right now. Say, Jesus, I receive you into my life.
Jesus, I receive you into my life.
Rippy, you say it. Snore. Now, we're going to keep studying this because this really is probably the most serious beginning point of spiritual authority, is realizing that we're seated together with him in heavenly places. This really gives power. This really gives revelation, understanding to the verse we use in communion that says, First John 4:17-18 has been perfected amongst us in this. Why? That we might have boldness in the day of judgment. Why? Because as he is right now seated at the right hand of the Father, so are we seated there with him. But we're on the earth. There are his hands and his feet right here, right now. Now watch. All of you who have a Thompson chain, I recommend that you start searching up the verses. In your alphabetical index, you'll find on page about 1600 of your key verses, because you'll be able to see a number of verses that are all about seated together with him in heavenly places, because it's all through the Bible. Well, you know, Pastor, that's a cute little doctrine. I like it and everything, but I'm born again. That's all I need. No, that's not all you need. That will make you a selfish person, because the whole purpose of elevating you to the heavenly places is so that you can look down at earth and see the earth for what it really is, see the enemy for what he really is, nothing, and see all the people that are lost for what they really are, people that need to find Jesus right there in your community, and he wants to use you because you've got an understanding of who he is. That's where I was at. Hebrews chapter 1. Hold on. I'm looking for a verse before I'm done. I'm going to find this verse. It's just not where I keep thinking it is. But it's all right, because what's going to happen, there it is. Well, it's still not the one I'm looking for, but that's all right. We'll find it. What a night. I guarantee you, we're going to study this some more. And as soon as I can find that rest of that video by Brother Copeland, we'll let him preach the rest of it.
Yeah.
That's a good message. And actually, I went to the internet and I searched it thinking I'd find another good one with Dr. Winston or Dr. Barkley. But what we're going to find is that the sermons they preach it in is not actually titled Seated Together with Him in Heavenly Places. So, as you find a message as you're studying messages, because God will bring them all to us, and you find one about this subject, I encourage you, send it to me, share it to me in my messenger account, and we're going to continually get into this, because here's the revelation of it. There ain't an angel on the face of the earth or in heaven that is seated together with Jesus in heavenly places. They are our messengers. Oh, I told you I was going to show you something really good. Now we'll use it for tomorrow. Probably. Maybe. Yeah, we will. Acts chapter 10. It's a good one about knowing who you are and the angels of God ministering to you. Acts chapter 10. Even if you're a weirded out old religious nut, Acts chapter 10 is for you. Matter of fact, you know, the one guy gives away his books and he's like, which one of you is all messed up, have a demon, and you hate your wife? Would you please come get this book? You know, and everybody, nobody comes up and gets it. All right. Anyways, that we'll do that tomorrow, Acts chapter 10. All right. And we'll talk about this some more because when we realize we're seated together with him in heavenly places, that gives us a different vantage point of looking down on this earth. Because we're seated with Christ. That means we get to look through all of the circumstantial things that are around us and see it for what it really is, that the eyes of our understanding would be flooded with enlightenment, that we might know what is the hope of our calling, what is the riches of his inheritance in the saints, what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us. If you're seated together with him in heavenly places, it's going to be easy to see. If you're not seated together with him and you're just being a religious person, walking around, wandering around, being religious, you're going to look at this life and be like, what am I doing? Why am I doing this? There's a whole lot of people today that love God are born again, even spilled with a fit.
Filled with the Spirit?
filled with the Spirit, speaking tongues. They don't go to church because they kept getting the crusty taste of religion. But you got to be connected to the body, or you don't get the life source of the body. In Jesus' name, I just keep preaching. I remember one time I was studying a message by Brother Copeland. It was like 3 hours long. No, it was like an hour long. But the one the night before was like 4 hours long. And he came back to the service the next night and he said, you know, I figured out what the problem is. He said, I can see that destination down there on the end of the road where I'm trying to get to. And he said, just like Texas or anywhere out here in the West, you can see that hill out there. And you're like, well, I'll be there in about 5 minutes. And he's like, 2 hours later, you still ain't there. Because that ground's so flat and that thing's so far away. So I said, I just preach until I get there, and then looked up and said, wow, it's been 4 hours here. I like how I don't even know who it was that said it, but I like how they said it. When you're really digging into scripture, time's going to go by real fast. Because it doesn't matter. Revelation is coming to you. And if let me say this. And if you're here tonight, and you found that coming here to the program, you're getting tired as you come here, check your desire for revelation. Because the revelation flows every time we're here. Now, I'm not telling you that you have to be here every time we're here. I'm telling you, don't let your ears get dull or closed. Don't close your eyes to the truth and say it's too difficult, I can't get it. No. Force your eyes open. Eyes open up. Right? Go to the bathroom and get a Q-tip and do each ear right before the program comes out and say, ears, you will hear this. Why? Because the crusty lies of religion wants you to close your ears and close your eyes and just act religious. And that is not God. He gave us all of this so we can help people be free. That's what this is about. Pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for this wonderful night. Wow, what a revelation we received. Even though it feels like we're just scratching the surface of it. Thank you for this revelation, Lord. Help us. Help us, Lord. Help us. No. Holy Spirit, we know you're helping us. Thank you. Father, we know you sent Jesus. His blood made us right with you. We got the righteousness. Thank you that the Holy Spirit came to live on the inside of us, fill us, baptize us with fire. And our hearts and minds are open to this revelation because you said, Jesus, when we know the truth, the knowledge of that truth, the revelation of it will set us free. And whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Revelation of Jesus.
Amen. It's time for communion. This is how we do it. If you're new to us, we're going to read the communion verses out of 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Then we're going to pray the prayer of salvation so we know that everyone that's with us is right with God. And especially those of you that missed the rapture and you're now in the tribulation, find this video. You can be like, Pastor, do something. Help me. And the reality is we're going to help you. And we want you to get in there, get your nose in the Bible. Come watch every one of these messages. Watch every one of these messages you can find in, under my name and pull them up. There's going to be thousands of them. Watch them. Study them. Get some friends together. Study them. Because you got to get the power of the Holy Spirit flowing in your life. And even though you missed the rapture, it's an amazing thing to say.
Isn't it? It is.
The grace of God is still at work. And you still can. There's another rapture happening at the midpoint of the tribulation. Don't miss it. Be ready. Listen, it's not hard to miss this when you know when it's going to happen. Don't hang out with those that's taking the mark. But the mark's not out yet, I know. But don't be around those that are chasing after that one world government. Don't be a part of it. Do not be a part of it. Hey, Mom, welcome. Good to have you with us. We love you. Happy birthday, Merry Christmas, Happy Easter, something. I haven't wished you something in a while, and so happy to you. We love you. In Jesus' mighty name. We said, hey, I'm Don, and Ripley picked his head right up and looked.
Just, hey, I know her. Here, let's take care of Mama.
Are you coming over to say hi? Come on. Come on. I know that you don't do this right before communion, but Ripley has to say hi to Grandma. Hi, Grandma. Hi. My name is Ripley. I'm Sir Ripley of the Prairie. Hi. Glory to his name. There. Did you say hi? All right. There he goes. That was enough. Got the snorkel. There you go. That's a good one. Thank you. Sure, Grandma. I'm sure Grandma's happy with that one. All right. First Corinthians.
And here we go.
Now you just got to have the love of the truth. That's what you got to have. That's what 2 Thessalonians says. You've got to have the love of the truth. You may not understand it all. Just have the love of the truth and never stop chasing it. No matter who you are.
But she loves you, Ripley.
You did good. 1 Corinthians 11, 23. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took the bread. When he blessed it, he broke it and he said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, after supper, he also took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. As often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death, his redemptive work until he comes. Let a man or a woman, anyone, examine themselves. It's verse 28. That's the answer. Examine yourself. And then let him take of the bread and take of the cup. Verse 31. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. 1 John chapter 4, verse 17 and 18. Love, God's love, has been perfected amongst us in this,
that we might have boldness in the day of judgment. Why? You just received the blood and the body, and now you judged yourself. Now you have boldness. Why? Because as he is, so are we in this world. He's seated at the Father's right hand. We're seated next to him, heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus. And yet we're on this earth, his hands and feet. I'm going to preaching. You got hold up the sign that says no preaching. Perfect love casts out fear, because fear has torment, trauma. He who has fear has not been made perfect in love. But we know perfect love casts out fear. Trauma, torment, and fear, we bind your effect. And we lose peace. We lose the love of God. We lose joy. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. You ready? Whoops. I got this ready here. I got this. I am always remembering this. Did you hear me?
I
did. I am always remembering that I have this available. There we go. Pray this with me. I thank you, God, my Father. Everybody pray it. That in the fullness of time, you sent the fullness of Jesus to redeem my life by his blood from destruction. Thank you, Jesus, for giving yourself for me so that I can be made complete in you every day. According to John 3:16. I choose to believe you are the only begotten Son of God, and you rose again on the third day. Reach out your hands and say it. I receive all of your grace and mercy, all of your love and righteousness, filling every part of my life with all the fullness of God. Thank you. None of my sins are imputed against me, and I am now a new creation in Christ Jesus. Fill me and baptize me with the Holy Spirit and fire so that I live in power, understand the word of God, pray in my heavenly language, and live a successful life as a believer every day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen and amen. Welcome to the kingdom of God. Isn't it awesome? Just like that, like Brother Copeland was saying, you were translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. And you might be like, I was thinking maybe a roller coaster ride, Pastor. No, it's like it splits. It's the speed of thought. It's the speed of thought. As fast as that thought can go through your mind. That's why most people, before they ever walk up an aisle or pray, they've already given their life to God. That prayer is just a public expression of it, where they're like, I believe in you, just like you just did. Now, some of you are feeling like an overwhelming all over you. Usually I find that those people are the ones who were really steeped in sin, because they've had so much darkness all around them that when the light floods them, I remember one old hippie drug addict, man, he sat in the front pew of the church. He's like, wow, whoa, whoa, oh, this is the greatest high I've ever had. His face was red. He was flushed and sweating. Man, how often can you have this high? Now, a lot of people that are religious and you've been around churchiness, you might not really be experiencing anything, because you may have just said it out of rhetoricalness. Don't do that. mean these words. Go back and watch this video again here at the end, you know, in the last 20 minutes of it here. Watch this video. Why? And say this out loud again. Why? Because you've got to mean these things from the depths of your heart to hold it. I'm not just reading something off of a page. Transform me. And he is doing it. I've had people say, well, Pastor, why do you say, fill me and baptize me with the Holy Spirit in the prayer of salvation? Because there's people here tonight that's already been born again, and they've never prayed that prayer. And as much as you're born again, you should be filled with the Holy Spirit. I mean, the people in Acts, they got it all in one step. Peter's preaching, and now just start, place starts going crazy, and they're up speaking in tongues and prophesying. He's like, well, I guess you must be born again, and you must know about the Holy Spirit. So God fell on the Gentiles. Would you look at that? Who do you think you are, God, fell on the Gentiles? That's fun to preach. Welcome to the kingdom. God just filled you with him, and that's the glory. Whether you feel, whether you have a feeling of anything or not, you prayed that prayer and meant it, it's done. And you're now in the kingdom of God. Jesus, the light of the world, the author and finisher of the faith. Jesus, the righteousness of God, he's inside of you. And your whole life changed. What do you got to do? You got to walk, you got to live every day walking with God. That's what I recommend. Get you one of these right here. Thompson Chain Reference Bible. You can text me, email me, and say, Pastor, what's the name of that Bible? The reason I recommend this Bible, wait, I want to show you something. This ain't one of them little ones. This is a big Bible. But you have so many correlated verses that cross the spectrum from Genesis to Revelation in here with no man's doctrine. Just the Bible referring to the Bible. This is one of the best study tools you'll ever learn to use. If you bought one and don't know how to use it, then text me and say, Pastor, let's do another session, and I'll break this thing out here. We'll make this thing work. Because once you get this, this is a tool that is like a computer, but it don't need a power plug. It just needs a light bulb. So you can see.
And it turns when you want the pages to turn.
And the pages turn when you want them to. You don't ever have to install anything new in it. Nobody can give you an update you don't want. All right? And every day when you wake up, just say, Father, I know you live inside me, but we'll walk with you. Click like, subscribe, hit the bell. Join with us every chance you get. We're here. Somebody's going to be here every night preaching something of faith, because that's what this ministry is all about. Our place is to help you find your place and go from glory to glory, from faith to faith, and from grace to grace. That's our mission. Ready? Let's receive our communion elements. Grab you some bread, cracker, get you some grape juice. I like my cup because though your sins were like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow when you add the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Solo. You did a good job. Ready? Let's pray. Whoops. Guess I got words to say to me. Where did my mouth go? Here it is. There we go. As you instructed your disciples, Jesus, I receive these elements today. This bread representing your broken body and this juice representing your blood poured out for me. Do this in remembrance of you and all you did for me. Pray this out loud. You were wounded for my transgression. You were bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord, and by your stripes I am healed. In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body, in my mind, in my will, and in my emotions. There is nothing missing, nothing broken, All trauma is removed from my life now. Say it again. All trauma is removed from my life now. Every joint supplying in my body from your broken body, Jesus, in the body of Christ, in my community, and around the world, wherever you send me for this prayer, I receive the bread, your body broken now, in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's receive the bread together. Thank you, Lord. You endured the cross so I could know you. Now we lift up the cup of blessing, the blood of Jesus. Pray this with me.
And now I'm blessed.
Well, hold on. I lost my spot. Mm-hmm. I know I'm the one in charge, but hang on just a second. I got an app trying to be in the way here. There we go. And now I bless this fruit of the vine in obedience to your word, in remembrance of your blood shed to provide redemption's price and righteousness for me. By your blood, Jesus, I have been redeemed. By your blood, Jesus, I have reconciliation with God, my Father. By your blood, Jesus, every sin has been placed in remission in my life. I am a new creation, recreated in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away, and now all things are made new. By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne room of grace, where I find mercy, grace, and help for my assignment, my dominion mandate on this earth. By your blood, Jesus, and by the word of my testimony, I overcome. By your blood, Jesus, every plague must pass over and cannot be on me or my family. By your blood, Jesus, the accuser of the brethren is cast down forever, and there is no more condemnation in my life. By your blood, my conscience is purged. My robes are made white, and I will always be the glorious church without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish, when you come for me, in Jesus' mighty name. Whoops, I receive the juice now, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Let's receive together. Let's sing. My mom's here. Let's sing my dad's favorite song. Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood. There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you do to the life-giving flow? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power,
wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Sister Phyllis, read our closing verses. Before I forget them.
We've been reading Ephesians all evening. You want me to go repeat it?
No, let's do Jude tonight.
Okay. All right.
Well,
okay.
I mean, yeah, you could, but let's just do Jude. I like that.
Okay. Let's make sure nobody forgets it, huh?
Amen.
All
it's
right.
One of the greatest benedictions of the Bible.
I know. I've said it since I was 2 years old. Okay, and that's verse 20 through 25. But you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And on some have compassion, making a distinction, but others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment defiled by the flesh. Now unto him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To God our Savior, who alone is wise, in glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. And I like to read
Revelation
1,
Amen.
5 and 6. And from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler over the kings of the earth, to him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. And now I'm gonna read our verses out of Job. I know there's a lot of people like Job. Yeah. Job 33:14. For God may be speaking to you in one way or another, and yet you not perceive it. You ever know God's talking to you? You're like, man, I'm just not getting it. Verse 15, in a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falls upon me, men, women, while you're slumbering on your beds, then he, capital He, opens the ears of men and seals their instruction in them while they're sleeping. Somebody shout, teach me while I'm asleep. In order to turn man from his deed, that's if you're doing something that's going to hurt you. Conceal pride from men. That causes you to say, I don't need God. The fool has said in his heart, there's no God. Keep back his soul from the pit and his life from perishing by the sword. It says, verse 25 says, his flesh shall be young like a child's. He shall return to the days of his youth. Then it says, he shall pray to God, and he, God, will delight in him. He shall see his face with joy, for he restores to man his righteousness, which is the whole purpose of 14 through 18, is to get you into the rightliness. Woo! I got to be done. I'm just going to preach. I can feel it. Now, all y'all pray for Sister Leanne, because when the camera goes off, she's got to get the rest of it.
You mean you're going to preach to her all night?
Well, I preach for a while. I'll get her saved one of these days. I know I will. All right. We sure do love you. All y'all over there in Blog Talk Radio, come and be with us. Let us know. I've said this regularly, often, very many times. If you want to see this in your native language, if you contact me, I can help you get it done. Don't say, Pastor, I can't do it. Don't say that. It's in your heart. Get this in your native language. Then you contact me. My email address is in the notes of the program. and we'll help you get it into your. I want to know somebody in every one of these nations where we are. And I've not heard a word from any of you except Julian, Vanmala, Mary Fernandez, and Brother Tanvir. It's all the ones I heard from.
And Elaine and Lena.
Right, but those guys are all over on that other side.
Oh, okay.
Anyways, I guess all them people are on that side. So, no, I haven't heard from anybody on Blowing Duck Radio. But it's okay. I'm not going to stop bringing it because I can see you're staying there. So send me a... Send it in your native language. It don't matter. I'll find somebody to translate it. I'll take a picture of it and say, Google, if you're really something, translate this. Anyways, we love you. Call you blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Remember this. We say it all the time. Everybody, you ready? Say it with me. We love you.
We love you.
We love you.
We do. And God loves you.
And God loves you.
He does. And Jesus will always be Lord.